We've had some unseasonably warm weather recently, which teases so many possibilities for springtime and beyond. Of course, when we're having such pleasant weather in February, it makes me think of one of my favorite outdoor activities, fishing. Last year in April, I was out on the bay for a Saturday fishing trip. The sun was shining, the breeze was blowing, it was a truly picture-perfect day in Maryland. Suddenly, my line tightened. I had a bite. As I embarked on one of our most primeval adventures, the battle between fishermen and fish, I could feel the excitement build. The fish put up quite a fight, but in the end I had caught a 39-inch rockfish, also known as a striped bass. The rockfish, or striped bass, has been Maryland's state fish since 1965 and is one of the most popular commercial and recreational catches in the Chesapeake Bay. These fish can be found throughout the Chesapeake Bay and its tributaries year-round. You can recognize a rockfish by its beautiful coloring, which varies from light or olive green to blue, brown, or black. Their metallic sides are striped with 7 or 8 dark, continuous lines, and their bellies are white. Adult rockfish grow 2 to 3 feet in length and weigh between 10 and 30 pounds, although they can reach a length of 6 feet and weigh as much as 125 pounds. Female striped bass can mature as early as age 4. However, spawning females are usually age 8 or older before they reach full productivity. Males can mature as early as age 2. Spawning is triggered by an increase in water temperature and generally occurs in April, May, and early June in the Chesapeake Bay. With these warming water temperatures in the spring, mature fish start their spawning runs in freshwater rivers and streams. The fertilized eggs drift downstream with currents and eventually hatch into larvae within 2 to 3 days. The larvae begin feeding on microscopic animals during their downstream journey. The young larvae then arrive in the tidal reaches of spawning rivers and mature into juveniles. They usually remain in the Chesapeake Bay for 2 to 5 years as they grow. 70 to 90% of the Atlantic striped bass population uses the bay to spawn and mature, making it the largest breeding area for the species in the country. After spawning in the spring, the bay striped bass stock moves to coastal waters. Most spend the summer along the New England coast and the fall and winter off of North Carolina. On the Atlantic coast, striped bass range from Canada to Florida, but are most prevalent from Maine to North Carolina. In Maryland, we also have landlocked striped bass populations in Liberty, Piney Run, Tridelphia, and Rocky Gorge reservoirs. Rockfish have a number of natural predators, such as sharks, larger fish, and fish-eating birds like ospreys. Humans, of course, are the rockfish's top predator. Area fishermen and chefs alike find that the flesh of the striped bass is a happy medium between flaky and meaty with a mild flavor. In Maryland, if you find yourself ordering rockfish at a restaurant, you're almost certainly going to get striped bass. This is not true elsewhere in the country. The Food and Drug Administration does not regulate the naming of fish sold in restaurants, so long as the fish is sold in the state in which it is caught. Order rockfish in another state, and you could find yourself with one of 60 different approved species, including Pacific Ocean perch, cow cod, and treefish. But here in Maryland, the striped bass, also known as rockfish, reigns supreme. For more information on our great native animals, you can visit your closest nature center or check out explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.